the post-Tisha B'Av restrictions. Although Tisha B'Av officially concludes with Tzeisah Kechavim on the 9th of Av, the laws and restrictions of mourning that are followed during the period of the 3 weeks and 9 days are in fact continued past that time. As stated in the Gemara Maseches Tainis 29a, that on the 7th of Av the Gentiles entered the Heichal and ate and drank there, and did abominable acts there on the 8th and 9th day, until close to dark when they set it aflame. So it ends up, says the Gemara, that it burnt until near sunset of the 10th day. And in fact, the Gemara in Tainus there states that Rabbi Yochanan said that if he had lived in that generation of the Charbon, he would have set the date of Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av and not on the 9th, as the main burning happened on the 10th. And in fact, we find in the Talmud Yerushalmi that there are Amoraim who actually fasted also on the 10th because of this, as brought in the Torah, chapter 558. Practically, this is recorded in Shulchan Aruch, in chapter 558, Halacha 1, that due to this fact of events, it is therefore a good custom to avoid eating meat and drinking wine on the night and day of the 10th of Menachem Av. In previous times, this custom of avoiding meat and wine until after the 10th of Av was not widespread amongst the masses, but was only a custom amongst the few. The Taz writes that in his days, it's been already 40 years that the custom has become widespread in all Jewry, meaning that beforehand, it was not so widespread. And people would even eat meat on Matzei Tisha B'Av. However, nonetheless, with the development of this minhag throughout the generations, and having it being accepted by the previous generations, the Achreinim thereby conclude that it is no longer just a minhag, but an actual obligation due to the minhag. So writes the Bach, the Taz, the Rashal, and other Achreinim. And therefore, the halacha, it's forbidden to eat meat and drink wine, even after Tisha B'Av, on the 10th of Av. Now, while the original ruling in the Rishonim and in the Mechaber is specifically regarding abstaining from meat and wine, the later authorities explain and extend this custom as well to all the other restrictions that we follow during the 3 weeks and 9 days, that it should not be done, even on the 10th of Av. So writes the Magen Avraham regarding not listening to music. And likewise, so he writes in the name of the Bach, and so also writes the Taz, in the name of the Rishal regarding the restrictions of bathing, haircuts, and laundry. And as is practically understood and as right, the Achreinim, that this applies to all the restrictions that we follow during the 3 weeks and 9 days, that we continue to follow them even on the 10th. Now, not all Poskim agree to this. There are Poskim who rule that the restriction is only regarding meat and wine and not regarding any other one of the restrictions that we follow. So famously ruled the Maimer Mordechai. Although practically we do not rule like this opinion, and thereby all the things that are restricted throughout the 3 weeks and 9 days continue to be restricted. We continue not to perform them even on the 10th. Now, till what time on the 10th are the restrictions applicable? Until nighttime of the 11th? Until Chatzais? The whole 10th? Half of the 10th? So from the ruling of the Mechaber, it is implied that it applies for the entire day until the 10th day is over, meaning till the night, which is the beginning of the 11th of Av. And so writes the Yerava and the Kafachai, the Chidon, Machzik Brocha, the Shari Tshuva, and other Paiskim. And therefore, Svardim are accustomed to indeed follow all the restrictions until the night time. And even amongst Ashkenazim, there are some Torah scholars and Jews who are medactic and mitzvahs who likewise are stringent until the night time. However, famously, the Ramah writes that this Chumra applies until midday and not any further. And the Taz explains that this applies to all the restrictions that after midday you no longer have to keep them. And practically the widespread custom of Ashkenazi Jewry is to only keep the morning customs until midday of the 10th, as concludes the Aruch HaShulchan to be the practical custom. So let us now review the restricted customs that apply until midday of the 10th, and for Sfaradim and those who are medactic until the nighttime after the 10th. We avoid eating meat or poultry, although fish is permitted. We avoid drinking wine. We avoid bathing for pleasure. We avoid haircuts. We avoid doing laundry. We avoid wearing freshly laundered clothing. We avoid music. We avoid buying new clothing. The Poskim likewise record that it's proper to avoid intimacy on the night of the 10th, unless it contains a mitigating circumstance. The blessing of Shechianu should be avoided until the start of the 11th, which is the night after the 10th. And some Poskim even record that in general one should diminish all pleasures and delicacies and should only eat the amount of food necessary to revive his soul. So writes the Bach in the Teres Kanim, an understanding of the Torah, And therefore, according to them, not only is meat and wine to be avoided, but even other foods, and one should only eat basic foods, so we not be hungry throughout the day of the 10th. Other Pesukim however negate this requirement, and so is the custom to not be stringent in this, as indeed it is omitted from the Shulchan Aruch. Regarding a time of need, such as if one is traveling after Tisha B'Av and needs to do laundry right away, may he be lenient to do so before midday of the 10th? So the answer is yes, he may, in a case that he will be unable to do it afterwards, such as he's traveling at midday or an hour after midday, etc. In such a case, in a time of need, one may be lenient like the Maimon Mordechai, who says that the restrictions only apply to meat and wine and not to anything else. Regarding cutting nails, seemingly it is permitted to cut nails even before Chatzais of the 10th of Menachem Av, being that this is a restriction only applicable to the week of Tisha B'Av, and therefore should not apply to Matzei Tisha B'Av in the 10th of Av.